This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's start off with Tesla.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Tesla announced a stock split today, which was interesting because they just split their stock 15 months ago. It was a 5-to-1 stock split.
Yeah.
And since then, Tesla's stock has doubled. Mm-hmm. Now it's at close to $1,100 right now. It was up $84 today on news of the stock split happening.
Potential. They're trying to get their votes. Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to happen. Amazon, Google just announced their stock split.
21.
So first, let's start off with this because this was the talk of the stock market today. And my brother, Wall Street Trapper, shout out to Trap. He called me today on a FaceTime. And he was like, you know, I know y'all got market Monday tonight. I know it's going to be a big show. So I just want to make sure y'all talk about, you know, the dividend. He made a post like when they said dividend. Like the dividends, it's not actual dividends. Like how you look at how you think about like a regular stock dividends, it's going to be dividends in the form of just more shares. Mm-hmm. So he wanted me to say that to the public.
Appreciate you, Trap.
FaceTime me and thought that that was something that, you know, people needed to know. So, yeah. How do you feel about this Tesla stock split?
I mean, just off the initial speculation of it, obviously we saw the stock go up. So anybody that's been investing in Tesla, you know, like we have, is just like, all right, great. I'd just be interested to see what the ratio is going to be. I know the last one is 5-to-1. We've seen Google obviously do 20-to-1. We see Amazon do something similar. So I'm interested to see what the rate will what the rate ratio is going to be. Also, they have to get the approval, right? So that's why we said it is proposed, but that approval won't come to the fall. And so we have a few months before we can even decide on whether, you know, a lot of people like, should I get in before the split? Or first, we got to get the votes, and that we won't know that until the fall. So, I mean, Tesla is already one of those stocks that we said we're long-term in, and that's not going to change. Obviously, if it does split, better entry points for people who haven't gotten in. But for us who are already invested, it's just, all right, let's have this thing short-term run up and see how long it can go.
Ian, what's your thoughts on Tesla?
Hopefully, they'll do a 10-to-1 split. So the stock doubled, of course. It's been a pick in Red Panda Stock Club forever. So for those of you who have held on to a great job, but I think they need to do a 10-to-1. Very strategic move by Elon, because then I think he can start the push. And I told Stock Club this earlier. If you do a 10-to-1 split now, you can make the argument that you should be in the Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And that the value of Tesla for the American stock market and the American economy is central to our growth. It's more valuable than Ford and GM. Now they can push into the Dow 30. I think it would be a great move for them to do. So I'm hoping for a 10-to-1 split. Will they get the votes? It's a little bit of gesturing and posturing on Elon's part, but he's campaigning well, and I think it will happen in the next year or so.
Yeah, the 10-to-1 puts them in the $130-something range. And so, again, when Josh Brown gave us that gem, like most stocks that are in the Dow, they actually trade in between that range. And so, obviously, 10-to-1 would get them there. So, interesting insight right there.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why stock split is because, you know, obviously, it makes it more appealing for retail investors. But mm-hmm. also, we talk about indexes. And, you know, that helps as far as the institutions buying them,
mm-hmm.
You know, pensions, hedge funds, different yeah. things of that nature. It just gives them more exposure on that once you get added to that index. So yeah. definitely, you know, a 10 to one split would be very appealing, I think, to retail investors. That would price it a little more than $100 a share. Yeah. So, you know, anybody that $100 for a Tesla stock, if you looked what it's done over the last couple of years, you would think that would be something that's appealing. Another thing that Trapp wanted me to mention is that I think he said that they have a plant in Germany, yep. and they're going to produce 1 million cars in Germany. So yeah, he wanted me to talk about that yeah. also.
Even the day of the news today, they still put a halt on their factory in Shanghai for 4 days over COVID. But the inverse of that is so we see Amazon doing a 21 split, which will bring them down. They could potentially be added to the Dow. You have Google, which could potentially be added, or not Google, Tesla, that could potentially be added. When they get added, they're going to be two companies that have to be removed. And so if people are looking as a hedge or trying to find a place to put, we should be looking at the companies in the Dow that aren't performing at the best right now, right? Because if those two are coming, we know two got to leave.
Yeah.
Do that homework right now. So everyone in chat, please put the two companies that probably will get replaced if Tesla and Amazon go in. It's always a game of who is the better player in that space and can you get disrupted and moved out for a better company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the companies now probably know who they are, right? Like they're watching like, damn, they do this 10-to-1. We know we're on our way out. Mm-hmm. And so that's the interesting side of it as well.
Yeah. And it's a way to kind of fight against a major stock drop also, because like $1,000 is kind of lofty. It might not be worth that. Mm-hmm. It could easily drop to, you know, 500. That's 50% drop. But mm-hmm. if it does a 10-to-1 stock split, it goes to $100 psychologically. That's way more reasonable than $1,000. I will say this. Tesla is not Amazon or Google. Just keep that in mind. I do believe in Tesla. I think that they're a very important company. They're one of the most important companies in the world. But there's a big difference between Tesla and Amazon and Google. There's a big difference. So just don't think that they're all the same, because they have, you know, high stock prices right now, and they might potentially split. Be careful with Tesla, because it's still a very volatile stock. And it's not Google and it's not Amazon.
I don't know. We can make it very simple. Like they're not those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to tell you guys, for those of you that are still holding Tesla, 3-year target. I did update 1347 is the area that you guys, if you're in it now, can look, if you're on a trade side, can look to get out. I'll put the price in Stock Club early as well. But for everyone, 1347.28 is the area where you can look to exit if you have a trade there.
All right, Keys, let's get into this conversation.
So what are we talking about, fellas? I'm hearing that good Tesla talk, man. I could just say this. I like the way my portfolio looking today.
Yeah.
I can't say that about every other day. You understand me? But I can say, first of all, thanks for having me on, man. This legendary platform.
Thank you for being here.
Legends and some goats.
Welcome to the Hit Factory.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about, man, number one, I know y'all covered a little bit about, the BAYC boys. Mm-hmm. You understand me? But I think it's important because they're creating a case study for being leaders in the space, and anytime you have leaders in the space, they influence everything that comes after them. You understand me? And what we did last year, we had a lot of predictions on this show, a lot of education. And I was just about to say 119% of everything that we said came true. You understand me? I'm just saying.
Scoot it a little bit closer to the mic. The people saying that they said the
voice is a little low.
Yeah.
So, now we at this place where, this Bored Ape Yacht Club, it was six people that came together. Before they came together, they didn't even have $1 million. You understand me? From what I hear. You understand me? They wasn't on the radar. They wasn't influencers. They didn't have large platforms. What they did was take advantage of a space that they know was coming. They took advantage of the hype around it, the influence, everything that was happening, and they decided to execute. One of my chief sayings is interact with opportunity, don't react to success, right? Now we are reacting to the success, right? And because of their success, now that they get to become leaders of the movement.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.